getting primed for the biggest hacking event of the year.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. What's hacked in Vegas does not stay in Vegas, but this week, thousands of people interested in all sorts of hacking are gathering in Nevada to network, take down networks, and work on making hardware and software stronger by exposing weakness. Two conferences, Black Hat and DEF CON, are well known to the cybersecurity industry, but a thriving ecosystem of other meetups and other events are happening in Vegas as well. Our friend and Sophos cybersecurity expert Chester Wisniewski will be at a lot of those events. Chester, thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me back.
All right, so PasswordCon. This starts tomorrow, and what's going on at PasswordCon?
Well, it's kind of all the global minds in security coming together trying to figure out the best way to tackle this authentication problem. How do we really know that Ben is Ben when Ben wants to log into the Yo app or into Bank of America? There's enough material now for there to be an entire conference just on passwords. And there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff there, a lot of academic research.
There's a lot of nerds there. What are they doing?
Well, it's mostly nerds of the hackerish flavor. We've got everything from amateur security people who are just interested in the field. You've got probably criminal hackers. You've certainly got ethical hackers. You've got government spooks that'll be certainly there, both recruiting and trying to see what everybody's talking about in the security community, as well as professionals like myself who work within the security community trying to make your data a little more safe along the way.
Anything that you're thinking about specifically that you think is going to be big this year at the set of conferences?
I think without a doubt, privacy and mobile are probably top of mind. With last year's allegations from Snowden, of course, still reverberating throughout the community, a lot of the more hackerish style of the community is very interested in maintaining their privacy. Not because what they do isn't legal, but now we've got confirmation that, in fact, we are being watched. And what kind of clever tools and communication mechanisms can we use to better ensure our privacy? And then, of course, the other side is just this crazy proliferation of mobile devices. With everybody having an iPhone or an Android of some sort in their pocket these days, there's lots of security research being done on how those devices may be compromised, used to spy on people, and what we can do to better protect those as well.
All right, Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, thank you, man.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, we went out and asked a couple of people here in New York City how they felt about online security. Here they are.
My name is Stuart Shea, and I live in Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm a developer. You know, I do this stuff every day. You just got to be careful and vigilant, you know, like anything else.
My name is Kate Foran. I live in Jackson Heights, Queens, New York. I'm more concerned about consumer info, credit cards, bank accounts, things like that than I am about anything else. My stuff everywhere, credit score ruined, money gone. Those things worry me a lot more than someone reading my really boring emails.
You can find more of our hacking conference coverage this week at marketplacetech.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses manage how others see them in online search results. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. And by Emerald Data Solutions, whose BoardDocs web applications are designed to help governing bodies operate more effectively by eliminating paper and streamlining board packet processes. BoardDocs.com. Marketplace's coverage of wealth and poverty issues is supported by the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. More at fordfoundation.org.
The other day, educators and policy influencers gathered in Washington, D.C. to tackle a growing topic at school: student data, how to protect it, how to use it for good, and more. Marketplace's Adrian Hill from our Learning Curve desk was at the Student Data Conference, and we talked to her while she was there. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Ben.
So what's up with student data? Why is everyone talking about it now, 10 years or more after Facebook came out?
You know, there are a couple of reasons. On the education side, you've just got a lot more schools using technology and computers and tablets in the classroom. There's also this push toward what's called personalized learning, which is basically tailoring an education to what a kid's good at and what a kid's not so good at. And to know that, you have to have a lot of data. And then there's just public interest in data collection right now. I mean, between NSA and the Target breach, people people are more aware about what data is out there and whether or not it's safe.
All right, so what's going on the student data front right now?
There's all sorts of action. This is hot, 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 Ben. I'm actually right now at a data conference in Washington, D.C., where folks who work on state student databases are getting together to talk about how to better use the data that they have on kids. And they're doing really interesting things, like using the data to predict which kids might not graduate. They're actually trying to intervene earlier to get them on track.
Wow. Well, we also have this newly proposed federal legislation protecting student data privacy, right? So how does that play into all of this?
So there's a new bipartisan bill that was introduced in the Senate that would basically update what's known as FERPA. It's a decades-old Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. The new legislation is called the Protecting Student Privacy Act, and it puts language in place that would, among other things, restrict how student data gets used for commercial purposes and require that companies destroy data once it's no longer needed.
Well, FERPA sounds like something out of Star Trek, but it's a very interesting name. So what else? I mean, we also maybe have some new guidance from the Department of Ed?
We do. I mean, as more and more people are talking about this, as parents are thinking more about the data that's being collected on their kids and how it's used, the Department of Education's released new guidance for districts on data transparency, encouraging them to do more to help parents and students understand what they're doing with data, how it's being collected, and how it's being used.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ben.
For more of Adrian's coverage on education and technology, head to marketplace.org/learningcurve. And as you're preparing to keep close track of this coming season's football stars, so is the NFL. The organization is sticking radio frequency identification tags, or RFID tags, in the shoulder pads of players to better understand player movements. Here's hoping it'll make the gameplay more efficient and maybe less dangerous. I know it's going to lead to some fantasy league nerddom of the highest order. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
There's a car company that builds its cars locally and hires engineers as CEOs. You know what it is? Well, here's one more hint.
They can change cars on the assembly line in seconds, whereas others in the auto industry could take days or weeks to do that.
We're talking about Honda. I'm David Gura. That's next time on Marketplace from APM.